When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at eyesightassociates.com.
This is Sam from the Mask and Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode, Q&A with Koloff. That's questions and answers. Your questions and my answers. Now, if you go over to the Man Up Show, typically, and I hope you do, by the way, but typically you're going to see I'm usually asking all of the questions over there. But over here, I'll throw a few out, but then you get the opportunity to ask me a few questions. And if you ever want a personal phone call from the Russian Nightmare, go to koloff.net, submit a request, and we'll get you on Q&A with Koloff as well. But today, this is not a phone call. This is an in-studio interview, and great to have with me today, Bruce Wisinger. Did I say it right?
It's good.
Close enough?
We're good.
Bruce, great to have you in studio with me today. And of course, you brought in a couple of your co-laborers with the Bethesda Center for the Homeless. And so always great to have, it's always a blessing for me to be able to share with our listening audience all the different ways that things people are engaged in, what it is they're doing. Tell us, take a minute and tell us about Bethesda Center for the Homeless.
The Bethesda Center is, it's a great homeless shelter, low barrier. That's in Winston. We have 70 beds for men, 30 for women, and it's been an institution that has served for, I believe, over 30 years. I'm only 3 weeks into this position, so
okay.
Serving the folks that the downtrodden, or however you want to say it, people who've just been
falling on hard times, right?
In a rough spot.
And that's located right here in Winston-Salem, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now, when you say, let me ask you this, when you say, I forget how you exactly, I should have wrote it down, low barrier. Low barrier.
Yes.
Okay, explain for our listeners, what does that mean?
So that means our guests can, they can come in, they can be high on drugs.
Okay.
They can be drunk.
You're not going to turn them away.
But, correct. We do not turn them away, but they cannot use on property.
Okay.
So as long as they can take care of themselves while they're staying with us, then they're welcome.
Okay. So the doors are open for anyone and everyone who's fallen on hard times, needs a place to lay their head. So 70 beds for men, 30 beds for women.
Yes.
And what's the typical, what's the average time that somebody might stay with you guys?
Probably about 90 days.
Okay.
And then our case managers work with them and show grace if there are any situations where exceptions need to be made.
They may need to extend it past 90 days for some reason or whatever.
Always, there's rules in place, but case managers work with people. And as they're walking alongside them, during this time, these hard times, they're really trying to know the person and understand the circumstance.
Okay. And is it just adults, or do adults ever show up with children?
Just adults. Well, there is another, I believe, Salvation Army handles families, but we're not equipped to do that.
Okay, so you're just adult males, adult females.
Yes.
And I imagine, I know you've only been there a few weeks, but I can only imagine how many success stories there are with what it is you guys provide. Now, your role with Bethesda is?
So I'm the director of development, or development director. So I've been brought in to reestablish relationships with former donors, and then establish relationships with new donors. So
okay,
yeah,
because I mean, and you're a nonprofit.
Yes.
Yeah, and so I mean, I don't know a nonprofit out there that couldn't use financial help or more funding and those sorts of things, right?
You know, funding's a part of it.
Okay.
You know, but prayer.
Okay.
I mean, really, as I'm calling and reaching out to donors within my network, I'm also reaching out to churches and asking that they cover us in prayer.
Okay. Well, I certainly can appreciate the power of prayer, and mm-hmm. you know, so Call Off for Christ Ministries is a nonprofit as well. And several years ago, the Lord prompted me. I kind of took a page out of Reverend Billy Graham's book when I found out that he had prayer teams that would go in a year in advance of his crusades. I don't know if you knew this or not, but a year in advance of his crusades and connect with however many, 60, 70, 100 different churches, and similar to what you just request, ask them to begin to pray and cover that city, bathe it in prayer a year before he ever stepped foot into that city. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know the success and how God blessed the Billy Graham ministry, don't we?
Absolutely.
But he would be the first, if he were alive, to say that the prayer covering was critical to the success of Billy Graham Ministries. So I just took a page out of that book, and several years ago, the Lord had been prompting me to put a prayer team together. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do that, Lord. And you know how you kind of get sidetracked or your focus, whatever. And then at one point, he just arrested me. He's like, so, like, you ever going to put that team together? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to start today, you know. And so I'm fortunate to have a team that prays for me every day. And they kind of know where I'm going to go from week to week or what it is I'm doing. And so God bless you for that wisdom to know to do that. Mm-hmm. What prompted you, Bruce, or why Bethesda? What did you do prior, and why Bethesda now?
So for the past 7 years, I've been working with a ministry based out of Pennsylvania serving Haitians in Haiti and then also in the Dominican Republic. And, you know, I'm the only one working remotely, and it was just a little isolating. So I just, after I graduated from seminary this past March, I said to my wife, I'm going to start looking for something locally. So
so you live here in Winston?
I do. We've been here 2 years.
Okay.
I moved my family here.
Okay. Ever been to Port-au-Prince?
I have.
So yes. Have I. My daughter, Tawny, was I'll say missionary to an orphanage in Haiti right after the earthquake. Mm-hmm. God just put it on her heart. Like, she went, I think back on it now, I'm like, the fact that I even let her go, she went like on her own right after the earthquake, just felt compelled to go down and connected with an orphanage. And for 10 years prior to her 5 children, she was a missionary to Haiti. And I went, and pretty much all the family at one point had made a trip with her down there. She started putting teams together, and
it's amazing country.
Yeah,
amazing people.
Lots of needs out there, right?
Yes,
lots of needs, including Bethesda Center for the Homeless.
Yes, Bruce, I look out my window. My office overlooks the main entrance.
Okay,
and I see the people down on the sidewalks before they come in, and you know, I just have to sit there and remind myself, these are image bearers, and we're called in Luke 10 to take care of people who don't have as much blessings as we do, right?
Right.
And, you know, I grew up in a Christian home, And I could be easily in their position had I not had the loving parents that I had, mm-hmm. or I could be one mistake away or one bad choice away from being mm-hmm. homeless too. Mm-hmm. I need to remind myself of that all the time.
Yeah, it's a great perspective. Yeah, that's true for any of us, right? I like how you said that, which is one mistake away, one bad choice, or you know, one mistake away. So if people wanted to either find out more, contribute, I know they can, obviously they can contribute, you said finances, funding mm-hmm. is a part of it. I know people can contribute food, they can contribute to other toiletries, other those needs. Where would somebody go? What's yeah. the website? Where would they go to learn more about Bethesda?
It's BethesdaCenter.org. One good way to learn about us other than the website is we do have an event coming up on November 14th okay. at Wake Forest Fieldhouse. Okay. And we were blessed with the opportunity to secure Tom Walter, the head coach of Wake Forest Baseball, to speak. And he has a nonprofit that fits very well with ours. So we're very excited about the event.
Okay. And can they go to that? The Bethesda website to learn more about that?
There, right at this point, there's just a save the date
okay.
On there, but okay. my contact information is on there.
Okay. And that, so that event, the focus of that event is, again, one more time?
It's going to be educating people as to what we do.
Okay. And,
but it is a fundraiser.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So they could go and support that in many different ways.
Yes.
So. Well, you guys are doing great work, and I just appreciate it. I know, you know, homelessness that has escalated over the years, and it's becoming, it seems to be anyway, a greater and greater and greater issue here in America. And so I commend you guys for what you do. So
thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, well, let's flip the table here, Bruce, and if you've got a couple, three questions you like to throw out there at me and get an answer from me on something. Let's just start with question number one and fire away.
Well, when we met a few weeks ago at Camel City Barbecue, you asked if I was a fan and I immediately said no.
Okay.
And then I said,
is this a confession moment
here,
Bruce?
No. I said, and I made a joke that I was more of a Special Delivery Jones fan than a Nikita Koloff. But, okay. I told you I wasn't necessarily a fan of the wrestling. I'm more of a fan of your heart mm. and your heart for Christ. Mm. So how'd you come to repentance?
Let me ask first. Let me qualify that question. You weren't necessarily a big fan of wrestling or as we kind of term fanboy, but you're familiar with it.
Oh, absolutely. I know who you are.
Okay. She knew.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I like the wrestling, the interviews better.
And I'll say this.
What happened in the ring. That's just me.
No, and
no offense.
No offense taken. I was just going to say, I know not everybody's a pro wrestling fan. I get it. But it's funny to me how people come up apologetically. They're like, hey, everybody in the room seems to know who you are, but I don't have a clue who you are, right? The guy had a pastor say that one time at a green room, right? He was in from like Baltimore, Maryland. He's like, he goes, I'm so sorry. I go, you don't need to apologize. I get it. Not everyone's a wrestling fan. I get that. I guess what's more flattering to me, if I use that term, is people come to me and say, I'm not a wrestling fan, but I know your name. Like, so that name, Nikita Koloff, you know, in some way, shape, or form, made its own impact even outside of the wrestling circles. Quick insight into that. When I was first presented with what my name was going to be, because my birth name is not Nikita Koloff, for the record, for those out there listening land that still are trying to figure that out, go get the book, Ring of Redemption. You'll figure it out. Anyway, or go online. You figure it out for free. But I'm standing in the hallways of Charlotte, North Carolina, 1984. I already knew I was going to be the nephew of Ivan Koloff. Right, he had a legendary wrestling career, beat Bruno Sammartino in the Madison Square Garden after Bruno's 8-year run as world champion or something, almost created a riot that night, like literally. He was known as the Russian Bear. So I knew I was going to be his, quote, nephew. So I knew it was going to be a Koloff. And we're standing in the hallways that day, and the promoter, Jim Crockett, he goes, all right, well, he needs a name, you know. And so he threw Nikita and another Russian name out there. To this day, I don't even know. That wasn't even an option. The minute I heard Nikita, I remembered from, because I love history. I'm a history. I just love history. And I remember Nikita Khrushchev, yeah. You know, the man who pounded the shoe on the whatever, right? From my history days, I'm like, Nikita Koloff. Yeah, it's got a pretty good ring to it. So, Mr. Crockett, I like Nikita. He goes, okay. So Nikita's born in the hallways of Charlotte, North Carolina in June 1984. And fast forward to this day, there are people that go, I don't know wrestling, but I know that name. I'm like, thank you, Lord. Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com. Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
So the short version, the short answer, the elevator answer to your question is, I was successful, but I was unfulfilled. Mm. And so I break into wrestling that day, put me right in an interview set. Within 13 months, I'm the world tag champion, world six-man champion, and I'm wrestling the guy named Ric Flair. Woo! For the world heavyweight championship at the first ever Great American Bash for his world heavyweight title. 13 months. And so I have this meteoric career. And then at just as unusual way as I broke in, I won't go into all that. Many have heard that story. I walk away at the age of 33. Very unusual for that business because most of those guys wrestle into their 40s, 50s. Flair'd still be wrestling if they let him, but they just won't let him, okay? But he would. Anyway, that said, I walk away at age 33. Now I'm pondering my future. What's the future hold for Nikita Koloff? And so I'm on this journey now trying to fill that void in my heart, right? God says in Ecclesiastes 3:11, he puts eternity in the heart of every man, of everyone. He's already placed eternity in our hearts. Then it's up to us to pursue that path to what's going to actually connect us back to the Father, right? Yep. Through salvation, through Jesus. Well, I didn't grow up in church. I didn't grow up in Russia, okay? But I knew the story. Intellectually, let's just say, right? Or religiously, if you want, I'll use that term. But the story never made the 18-inch trip from my head down to my heart. And I'd met a Christian couple after I left wrestling, had a gym in Concord, North Carolina, had a gym called Nikita's Fortress of Fitness. Met this couple, invited me to their church. And just one day, I just said, hey, I'll be there Sunday. And that was a divine moment for me. That was a divine encounter and divine moment for me. It's just I like to say, a setup from the Lord. Because it was on that day I had what I call an aha moment, meaning I realized that day what was missing from my life was a personal relationship with Jesus. And I was the first to the altar. And I was pretty fresh off television, only 11 months. And on my knees, repenting, asking for forgiveness, opening my heart, inviting Jesus in, encountering him for real. And then life's just never been the same since that day, wow. 17 October, 1993.
Amen.
Yeah. So that's how that happened.
Okay.
So, yeah. Great
so
question.
Besides that couple, tell me a little bit about somebody who has spoken into your life.
So, yeah, it's been an amazing journey. Certainly, certainly my pastor, Jay Stewart, that church where I gave my life to Christ and got saved, he was an associate on staff, and just connected with him. And fast forward close to, you know, right at 30 years later, he's still my pastor. I'll meet with him in 2 days, usually on a monthly basis. We meet, and if you want to say for accountability, and transparency and just friendship. And so he is my pastor, but he's also my friend. He's also my accountability partner. He's got permission to ask any of the hard questions if he chooses to or wants to. We have a relationship where we can confide in each other, knowing that you know, I'm not going to post it on social media if he confides something in me. And let's face it, hardly any pastor has any room for error in who they share what with. And so a lot of times they keep a lot of stuff bottled up inside, and it unfortunately can, you know, in some cases lead them down a bad path or whatever. So we have that kind of relationship where we can be honest and open and transparent with each other and know that we're going to pray for one another and intercede for one another. So certainly Jay Stewart, but there's a list of guys, Bruce. I've got a list of, and some I regard to be spiritual mentors or spiritual fathers. Another one's Ronnie Raven. He's been in ministry 52 years, and he's like a spiritual father to me. We met about 25 years ago, and he has sown into and poured into my life. He lives in Missouri, but we talk at least usually once a week, if not more often.
Wow.
And then there's others that I glean and learn from, other pastors who've been in ministry for some of them 40 or 50 years, who I maybe have never met, but their messages, their sermons, I go online and watch their sermons and just glean and learn from them or read their books.
Yeah.
And so that has been a huge investment in me committing that time to pursue that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So do I have more time for questions?
Yep. Yep.
How about, I'm not going to ask you if, because if you're a believer, there is one. A part of scripture, a verse, a parable that makes you weep.
Wow, that's a great question.
God bless you.
we'll edit that out. We'll edit that out. Man, gosh, there's a lot. There's a lot that comes to mind. I mean, the compassion that Jesus displayed. I mean, the woman at the well. You know, the compassion he had for her, and the love he displayed for her. The woman caught in adultery.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesus. The law says stone her to death. What do you say? Well, you know what? Here's what I say. He was without sin, cast the first stone. And I'm guessing the oldest ones were the first to leave because they had been sinning the longest.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to throw that out there, right?
Yeah.
And so there's quite a number of scriptures that really impact me in the moment that I'm reading them, okay? And I'm going to say this too. I'm going to put a shameless plug in here for a series, not really a TV series. It's become a TV series. Because the way it's been done with such excellence, it has really brought the life, for me personally, the life of Jesus to life. And that's a series called The Chosen. The Chosen. It's very, it has impacted a lot of people's lives in a very special way, right? And I know it has for me. And I can't watch. They're wrapping up season four. I mean, I remember every single episode of season one. And by the way, I've watched that season more than one time. And even though I know what's coming, man, it chokes me up and tears me up all over again. The way he encountered Mary Magdalene in the bar, you know, and called her by name. Whew, man, it's like, wow. I mean, again, just the illustration, how they portrayed his love and compassion for people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna answer that way, that there's a variety of scriptures and certainly that show's been impacting for me personally. And if you're listening out there and you've never, you don't even know what I'm talking about, the Chosen series, go download the app. Now it's available on CW, I guess the TV network CW. I don't even know what that is, but anyway, you can go find it there. But go check it out. But okay, so what's I know this is Q&A with Koloff, and you get to ask me. But so Bruce, what scripture makes you weep?
You know, I believe it's when the woman gets down and washes Christ's feet with her hair, and the beauty and the humility in that. I mean, every time I start to read it, I start to, I can't get through it.
Yeah.
It's almost like there's always a hymn, too, that you can't get through at church. Mm-hmm. And for me, there's a few of those, too. And it's just, I don't know. It wasn't always like that. But, you know, now, over the last couple of years, for some reason, I read it, and it's just blows me away.
One favorite hymn?
Gosh. That's hard. I'm part of the generation that grew up on hymns, but then it transitioned in the 90s way. So I don't get to hear them much anymore. Let me think on that for a minute.
I'm going to tell you, I'll give you one of mine.
Go.
As you're thinking on that. So at our man camps, there's one favorite song we have like a celebration night, like a worship celebration night. And I always, towards the end, I always love to bring this song into that setting, because invariably every single time, and I've done approximately now, I've lost count, but 75 or 80 of these man camps, and facilitating, organizing, and ministering to countless men from all over the country and really even Europe. And even if they're sitting down or just prone and laying on their face before God, invariably this song brings every man up to his feet, and it's called "How Great Thou Art." Mm. How great Thou art.
Yeah.
And that's and depending on who the artist is, and there's some out there. A couple of these guys have some incredibly deep baritone type voices. And oh my gosh, and that one just gets me every single time.
Yeah.
How great thou art. Yeah. Did you think of one?
Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. There's
so many good ones, aren't there?
There are. Then I love Shane and Shane. When they sing the Psalms.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm familiar with the group. So
yeah, they're phenomenal. But anyway.
Bethesda Center for the Homeless, and with me, Bruce, so I don't butcher your last name. Come on. Bruce,
Wissinger.
Huh?
Wissinger.
Bruce Wissinger, Bethesda Center for the Homeless, and sitting in studio with us today as well was Bo McDonald and Shanti Parker. You're going to hear them over on the Man Up Show. So I encourage you, when that airs, go over to the Man Up Show. One more time. Website is?
BethesdaCenter.org.
And on November 14th.
Who hired this guy? I mean, where did this guy go?
He's been here 17 years.
How? I better talk to Stu.
and November. Oh, my gosh. That is cute. That is hilarious. All right, let me get back in focus. And November 14th, your fundraiser.
November 14th, Heroes for the Homeless.
Heroes for the Homeless.
That is at 7:30 at the Fieldhouse at Wake Forest, and with keynote speaker Tom Walter, head baseball coach at Wake.
Hey, thank you guys. Thank you for being in studio with me today. Thank all of you for tuning in week after week. So faithful in your following. Get the word out about the Man Up Show. Make sure people are downloading and subscribing the Man Up Show. And let people know about this Q&A with Koloff as well. And one day if you'd like to be on, koloff.net, message me. Have a God-filled, God-blessed day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one. If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
This is the Truth Network.